This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Gearing up for LSU men's basketball here on WWL 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. Coming up 8 o'clock against South Carolina. Gamecocks 0-12 in the SEC. Tigers just 2-10. Hopefully end up 3-10 after tonight. Looking at the NCAA SEC scoreboard right now, we've got Florida taking on Oklahoma. The Gators up 64-38 over the Sooners. And Texas A&M, Mississippi State clashing. It is the Bulldogs over the Aggies right now, 46-42. That game has 7 minutes left to play. Coach Matt McMahon of the LSU Tigers spoke the other day. Here's a little bit of what he had to say as this Tiger team was getting ready to take on a winless in the conference South Carolina squad.
For this upcoming game against South Carolina, I guess what's the keys to a win?
Well, I think you start... When you look at South Carolina, I've been in six games that come down to the final possession in our league. So I think you really ignore the record. They're physical. They're tough. Kyler Murray-Broyles is an NBA draft pick at the forward position. Incredible skill set and physicality. Pringle, who was a part of Alabama's Final Four team, started a lot of games on that Final Four team, provides great physicality and offensive rebounding in the front court. So I think you start there with the rebounding. Their ability to get second shot opportunities is highly concerning for us going in. I think for us to keep getting better, the last four games, our ball security has been much better. Not turning the ball over as much, getting more shots on goal. That certainly has to continue for us as we go down the final six games of league play.
Seven-game losing streak is obviously not fun and not easy to get through, but I guess how have you been able to keep the players engaged and still play with effort even when a game like Ole Miss happens and a disappointing, I guess, outcome in Arkansas?
It's hard. It's tough. Very challenging. There's certainly disappointment when you don't get the results and outcomes that you're working for and that you hope for and you desire. You know, the challenging piece then becomes how do you attack that adversity? How do you embrace it? Get back to work. You know, you're trying to find the right balance as a coach of we got to get better. And there's got to be accountability in these areas to improve. But we also have to maintain confidence and belief in each other. And so I would credit the players for Saturday's win. I think, you know, coming to practice, showing up, despite not getting the results you want. Focused on getting better, improving. I thought it was the most connected as a team that we had played in a long time. And you know, I thought that was paid forward with the execution down the stretch. Cam Carter stepping up, making huge plays. Curtis Given steal. Damian Collins' toughness and grit. I thought Jai Bailey was a warrior for us. He played basically 39 minutes guarding their post players. And then was really effective for us on the offensive end. So I thought we had a lot of guys really step forward and help us find a way to win. And now we want to build on it and keep getting better. I thought the guys had a good approach to practice today. We know tomorrow is going to be a really physical game against South Carolina, and that's how we'll approach it. Every game's a one-game season, and just keep moving forward.
Does the instant adversity sometimes bring out the best in your team? Like, I think of, you know, just sitting a couple of guys on the bench, not being able to play with a couple, and, you know, other guys have to step up, and they did. Like, is that sometimes a lightning in a bottle type thing?
There's probably something to be said for that, you know, especially the timing of everything. You know, we went from having three power forwards in about a 12-hour window to having zero. And so you just got to figure it out. And there's not a whole lot of time to overanalyze all of it. So I think maybe in a crazy way, maybe relaxed some players, allowed them just to go out and enjoy playing. You know, I think that's one thing you have to be really careful of when you're not winning at the rate you want to win. It's easy to lose the joy and the love of the game that you feel. And so, you know, in a crazy way, maybe relaxed us a little bit, allowed us to go out and play with more confidence. I did think with the four guards, with the spacing on the floor and the unselfishness was really good. And, you know, the thing that was really, really stood out was, I know we talk about the end of the game, you know, the 7-0 run by Cam, the finish, but we also have to remember we were down 13, you know, with about 15 minutes to play. And I think that's when you can really splinter, especially when things aren't going well. But to the players' credit, I thought really stayed the course and stayed committed to the plan. And it led to our best offensive output, you know, of league play, scored 53 points in the second half and found a way to win.
LSU men's basketball coach Matt McMahon there. The Tigers getting ready to take on South Carolina. 8 o'clock tip-off coming on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. And we kind of talked about this a little, Charlie. This program is going to stick with the head coach and, you know, invest more money into getting players with in the wild, wild world that is NIL now.
And Coach McMahon talked about the tough season, all the adversity that they face. He used those words specifically. I know it's been a rough year because there were expectations entering the season after you made that jump from year one to two.
Sure, you wanted to see another step.
And the strong play that you had in non-conference, right? But then you get into conference play, and as Toiloy had mentioned, that seven-game losing skid that they went on, it's just been a rough year. And so they've decided that they're going to commit with Coach McMahon and run it back with him, increase his NIL budget, and see what he can do with better, you know, better funds to build a roster in the SEC, where it is just unbelievable, Steve. Like, the nine teams in the top 25 are one thing, but there are other teams that could compete with, you know, some of these better teams from the Big 12 this year, the ACC, that aren't even... Go ahead.
Sorry, they're projecting double-digit teams to make the NCAA tournament this year.
I think at least SEC. 10, if right. not upwards of 11. So, we'll see.
Well, we'll see if Matt McMahon can booster that win total tonight against a South Carolina team that is winless in conference play. So, good luck to the Tigers.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.